Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663 for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663. 929-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Hope you're staying warm out there. It's getting cold here in North Carolina. We're expecting snow Tuesday, Wednesday, and I hope it doesn't. I hope it dumps it in the ski resort area. But we got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to, for the first part of the show, we got our natural health segment. We're going to be talking about the new science on influenza since, you know, the flu is in the news. There's some new stuff you need to know about regarding influenza, and I mean new stuff. And then we're going to do a quack report, and we're going to get to that. But for the second part of the show, we have a special guest. We're going to be talking with Melanie Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Financial Survival is her radio show. And she's gonna talk to us about the cryptocurrencies and some other neat things, how we can, you know, protect our wealth out there. But first, we gotta get to protecting our health. So that's what we're gonna do. And, before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face because you'll never ever regret spending time with the Lord. So today's devotional is from Malachi. And I like this. This is chapter 3, and this is verse 10, and it's the Lord saying, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there's not room enough to receive it. He says he'll rebuke the devourer, that would be Satan, for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither will your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all the nations shall call you blessed, and you shall be a delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts. Hey, I'll take that. You know, whenever the Lord protects you from the evil one, you might as well just say, me, put your hand up in the air. That's me. I need protection. So mind the time. It grows short, because that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, thanks, Frank. Up first in the quacker is some new technology. Guess what? Robots are going to be going out to the countryside to do the weeding. These are specialty crops. These aren't the mass-produced crops that we, you know, see with the mass agriculture. But utilizing the robots for weeders for the smaller specialty crops is going to help them out because hand weeding all this you know, acreage costs about $150 to $300 an acre for people to pull weeds. So the robotic weeder is a little pricey right now.
they're like $120,000 to $175,000 for some of the growers, but some of the mid-sized growers are investing in this for long-term tool. They think it'll pay for itself. So, you know, robotic weeders out there. I might have to get one. Also up in the Quack Report, here's something interesting. This is an investigative team out of Saudi Arabia, Cairo, and Turkey. They all came together and they had this research on different applications of using herbs for disorders, and they found that when you pair astragalus root with milk thistle, it helped protect your liver from drug-induced injury. They didn't specify in the drugs whether it was prescription or, you know, illegal. But anyway, I think that's well noted, you know, a little synergistic effect combining those two herbs. And last but not least in the Quack Report, ginger root and rosemary also found its way into the Journal of Traditional Complementary and Alternative Medicine. They say ginger, known for its anti-arthritic and anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial properties, and rosemary, known for its circulatory benefit. They say when you combine them, there's a heart benefit, and it helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels. There you go. So you don't need cholesterol drugs, according to that research. Other herbs and spices they were looking at that contribute to heart health would be cardamom, thyme, garlic, fenugreek, rosemary, and of course, and green tea. So if you want good, healthy hearts, herbs are for you, because God said from, you know, Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to get into this, you know, because on the news tonight, did you see this? Just, you know, hot off the presses, World News Tonight. A couple people got a flu shot and are dead in 2 days. One was a 40-year-old mother, athlete, marathon runner. She died quickly, and one guy's in the hospital clinging to a respirator for his life. So what's up with that, right? Well, we're going to look at some new evidence from science, okay? The news, as you know, plastering all over the media how severe the flu season is, and most of the U.S. is coming down with the flu, they're telling us. Now, in the last year, last year's flu season, the CDC reported that 43.3% of the adults and 59% of children received their flu vaccines. Now, scientific evidence stated, you know, that with each flu shot, your immune system becomes weaker and we become more susceptible to viruses. That was scientific. That was some research. We reported on that earlier. And we also reported on, we also learned that as high as 90% of those who get the flu vaccine shed the flu virus off to others for about 28 days. That was a Immune LLC study in 2006. They were trying to see if the vaccine, any viral vaccine shed, and it did, and they were shocked. All right, so considering last year's vaccine statistics, it would suggest that about half of Americans get the flu shot and infect the other half. Now, the CDC statistics also reveal that a majority of adults getting the flu shot are over the age of 65, for about 70% of the kids are getting the flu shot, but they're between the ages of 6 months and 4 years of age. So there's the majority of your age group getting these flu shots. So we're going to take a look at this new information with regard to influenza viruses, in which, you know, the media is not revealing to you, and how you can protect yourself. All right. So if you're on our newsletter list, you go to thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters. And if you're on the list, you'd get a hot little chart here from the CDC about the flu season and some information there to empower you. So no subscription fee if you want to sign up, but it's only delivered by email, so you can sign up if you'd like for free. Well, let's get to this 2017. We can't. We got to take a break. I'm sorry, Frank. I get carried away. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. What?
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, and we're going to jump right on in here and talk about this new 2017 release. This was October 2017. The Scripps Research Institute released some research showing that how the influenza vaccine is manufactured causes it to mutate, and therefore it becomes less effective as a vaccine, but more deadly. So the researchers report that how the flu vaccine is cultured on the eggs and then processed mutates the virus and increases its adaptive capabilities. So what this essentially does is makes it impossible for your immune system antibodies to target the pathogen and kill it. Therefore, the influenza vaccine does what naturalists have been saying for decades, and that is that the flu shot does not help your immune system create antibodies against influenza. Not only does it not protect you from the flu, but it causes all kinds of health problems. Now, this is especially significant, get this, for the bird flu strains, and they're all in the seasonal flu shots. Science is admitting they got this wrong, and it's been a big human experiment. Scientists thought that their flu serum would educate and teach the immune system to operate in the way they wanted. But what happened is it made the virus more infectious or virulent, and the flu vaccine became worthless and dangerous at the same time. So I wonder how many people they have killed due to this recklessness, this high-mindedness, this greed. How anyone could ever believe science regarding the benefits of vaccines is beyond me. But that's just my opinion. So the research was published in October 2017, Polos Pathogens Journal. Dr. Wu with Scripps Institute suggested that the pharmaceutical manufacturers should look at this research seriously. We've also heard that the vaccine industry is looking at new technology that would bypass the immune system altogether using gene therapy. And the new vaccines of the future will significantly change your DNA. And if you missed the show on that, you need to hit the archives because we covered that in detail. So here is a quote from Dr. Nicholas Wu, Ruiz-Quipps Research Institute. He says, now we can explain in an atomic level way why egg-based vaccine production is causing problems. With high-resolution imaging, we can see that the subtype mutates, and they called it L19-4P. And he says this mutation disrupts the protein that the immune system uses to identify disease. So this leaves the body without protection, he says, against circulating viral strains. Aha! Your immune system is of no effect if you get the flu then, and that's why people are dying. So if the microbe has been changed with a chemical process, the immune response can be anything but normal. So these chemically treated pathogens have a high risk of mutating, and there is risk that the live microbe of the disease will become more virulent or dangerous than what you would normally find in nature, and it causes severe reactions and disease. So in America and in most of the developed world, disease is the business model for scientific medicine. What better way to mask the spread of disease than to call it a prevention treatment and to secure a steady flow of patients? I'm sorry, I'm just giving it to you straight up. It's real. I know, it's sort of like, you know, which would you like to have? The hurtful truth of a friend or the lies of an enemy, right? Okay, so here is a quote from virologist at Caltech, Dr. David Baltimore. He says, in protecting against disease, he says, conventional vaccines often fail to produce effective antibodies, especially against different strains. Dr. Joseph Mercola says, vaccines contain live or killed lab-altered microorganisms and can contain carcinogens, heavy metals, mutated proteins. A Swedish study, he said, found that vaccines produce approximately a 400% risk in narcolepsy and other neurological disorders. He goes on to say narcolepsy is now confirmed as a side effect in the H1N1 bird flu strains. And this influenza vaccine has a 900% risk of narcolepsy or neurological disorders. He says the research is confirmed by three countries, Sweden, Finland, Germany, France, more than three actually, and Norway, he says. So it's not something, you know, we just, you know, rabbit grabbing out of the bag here. These are scientists that are saying this stuff. Now, of course, Mercola goes on to say, make no mistake, injecting organisms into your body to provoke immunity, provoke your immune system, is contrary to nature, and vaccination carries erroneous potential to do serious damage to your health. And, of course, these two people that were just on the news tonight, they found out how serious it could be. Also, Dr. Kurt Perkins says this, if the ingredients in a vaccine were on a dinner plate, would you eat them? And if not, why would you inject them into your body? Well, there's a good question. Mm-hmm. Well, in October now, 2017, pathobiological scientist Yoshihiro, Kawanka discovered a more deadly form of the bird flu called H7N9. He reports it already infects ferrets, which means humans are at risk. And my guess is they have already made it available to infect humans. But here's our heads up. This is from the good doctor. He says, I don't want to cause alarm, but it's only a matter of time before the virus acquires a lethality towards humans. Okay, so they're going to mutate it with a vaccine process? Is that what's going to go on there? Well, we don't know, but we're going to be keeping our eye on the CDC making an announcement. They're going to throw that strain. Now, I'm going to say it again. It is the most viral strain, H7N9 bird flu. Remember that one. If they throw it in your flu shot, look out. Just totally look out. All right, so what are the chances that the pharmaceutical manufacturers of viral vaccines didn't get the memo from Dr. Wu regarding egg cultures of virus harvesting for vaccines, and the CDC decides to include maybe the H7N9 strain in a flu shot in the future? Well, a mutated H7N9 infection is what we would have in a stronger, more infectious form than what Dr. Kawanka discovered. Yep. So, hey, if you got to get flu shots to keep your job, there is a way. I found a way to reverse them. It's your backup plan. Because, you know, I know that for some reasons, I understand there's certain circumstances where people are getting the flu shots. So there's a two-step process that I like to use to draw the vaccine back out and neutralize it. And that way, the vaccine, if it skips by, let's say the first thing we're going to do, then the backup will get it. So what we're doing is a topical and internal application. And so what I use is a product called Skin Poultice topically on the injection site to draw it back out. And then I use the blood cleanse internally to neutralize any pathogen that makes it to the blood system. So you can check these products out. They're called Skin Poultice and Blood Cleanse. They're at thepowerherbs.com. They are included in the pandemic kit, but you can purchase them separately. So what you do is you use the poultice for a day or two and then the blood cleanse for a short burst of 3 days. And if you've got kids, you can always do doses by weight for the children. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a master sheet to show you how to do that. So, you know, you could call for their free product catalog. They do have a full line of organic herbal formulas to help strengthen your immune system as well and shorten duration of illness. So, you know, if you want to, you know, hedge your bet against them getting the flu, if you don't want to get flu shots, of course, that's the way I go, then there are herbs that will strengthen your immune system so you can skip that whole episode. That's what I like to do. I like to trust in the Lord. He says, you know, herbs are here for the service of man, healing of the nations, and it's really what you believe in, right? I believe in the Lord and his scripture and his promise. That's a promise, and I'm counting on that promise, and so I'm gonna say, yep, I believe you, so I'm going to use these herbs, and so far, so good. And if you do get the flu, hey, you can get over it in 2 days. Folks at Apothecary Herbs show you how to do that. It's not that hard. Thepowerherbs.com if you want to check them out. Thepowerherbs.com. You can give them a call if you want to order or to get a free catalog. Get one today. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. That's thepowerherbs.com. And like I said, you can sign up for the newsletters. They are a free subscription and get empowered each week. They go out each week. There's a couple of them. You can sign up for both the American Survival or the Health Quest and get empowered out there. Also, they have a free ship coupon on their website, so it's under the coupon tab. So under any of the product categories, there's a green button that says herb coupons, so you can click on that. And so orders over 45 get free ground ship in the U.S. So enjoy free ground ship and you know, be well out there. Free ground ship is something I like always if I'm shopping online. I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. Depending on where you're at, it could be, you know, 10, 12, 15 bucks that you're saving. So go to thepowerherbs.com, get a catalog, and be empowered. You'll be glad you did. All right, so I know we're going to take a break. We're coming up to a break, and we're going to be talking with Melanie Cederstrom in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Wash away my trouble, wash away my pain.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, I'm in the mood for some truth about the financial market, so we have with us a special guest, Melanie Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, also the host of Financial Survival right here on American Voice Radio and other networks, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Melanie.
Well, thank you very much, Wendy. It's great to be here. This is a first time in a long time, so thank
you. I know.
We should
do this more often. And you sent over a list of things you wanted to talk about, and one of them that jumped off the page was the cryptocurrencies, because, you know, just today I had a printer issues, and my IT came and helped us out, and he was asking if we paid in Bitcoin, and we don't. So tell us a little bit about this this new cryptocurrency.
Well, it's my personal opinion, and that it is mainly a fad. It truly is a fad. Not to say that it's not something, that it can't be something bigger in the future, but I think right now it's mainly a fad. And I think just to the point that you had your IT guy ask you about being paid in cryptocurrency tells me that we're probably at a peak of the cryptocurrencies, just like any other bubble that ever is created. Once you get the masses, you know, it's following the herd. It's the masses that are going into something that they, for whatever reason, for no rhyme or reason, they go in there because everybody else is going in or think they're going to make $1 million on something very little that they invest in. And I think that's a sign that we're hitting the peaks of this bubble of the cryptocurrencies. Now, in the past 2 days, you had Bitcoin that slumped about 20%. I think the earliest I saw it was like at 11,000. It changes so rapidly. It could be 13,000 now, but the last time I saw it, it was at 11,000. Not too long ago, it was at 17,000. So you're going to have a lot of volatility. So the reason I think these cryptocurrencies are falling is because there's a lot of speculation about the prospect of regulatory crackdowns on this market. You have South Korea came out. They're shutting down cryptocurrency exchanges. That is still an option. The finance minister from South Korea, he said in an interview that, the measures, serious discussion needs to be done among their ministries. And they're hoping or holding out hope for traders that a crackdown won't go that far. So there's a lot of speculation that South Korea is going to come in and shut it down. There's already talk that China, they began targeting the industry last year. It's escalating its clampdown on cryptocurrency trading, particularly online platforms and mobile apps that offer exchange-like services. And this is, of course, according to people familiar with the matter. On Friday, go ahead.
Well, right before you get on to something else there, I've had a couple of customers ask me, you know, through the website, you know, when are you going to start, you know, letting, you know, cryptocurrencies in there? And I'm like, well, that hasn't caught up with the the technology platforms for everybody else. I mean, if you're Amazon, you can afford six figures to help someone come write a code so you can accept those types of currencies. But for everybody else, they haven't written some generic shopping carts for us to use yet. And so I think also that you know, my daughter had a one-time date with a gentleman who we're here in the banking capital here down in Charlotte, Melody. You know, we've got all the banks mm-hmm. here, and he worked for one of the big banks. I think it was Wells Fargo. And what he did is, you know, he was a business major. He was recruited right out of college, and what they do is they do all this research online. And what they really bothers the banks is any of these online transactions that don't have any kind of association as to what the purchase was for. And so they're trying to establish a way to stop that. So when you go to the mall or someplace or a store and you swipe your card or debit card or whatever, there's an association to what you purchased there. But with the cryptocurrencies, that's all kind of blank.
Well, it's true, and governments don't like it. And even on Friday, our Secretary of State, Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, he says that there's an interagency group of regulators is reviewing the impact of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin on the financial system. He thinks that these trading platforms of these cryptocurrencies should be viewed as banks, and that they should follow the same policies as what banks do, and even what I have to do with FinCEN. And you have to know your customer. And they don't like that because they, at this point in time, they're not doing that. He is actually, I think Mnuchin is going to work with G20 nations to ensure that the cryptocurrency accounts don't become the Swiss numbered bank accounts known for their secrecy. He says that even so, Mnuchin said that he was not at all worried about Russia's announced plans to develop a cryptocurrency designed to evade international sanctions. Now, Mnuchin admitted that the United States has the ability to track these transactions where no other country does. So my question is, how is our government so smart that they can track these transactions but no other country can? So my question is, as I always thought, perhaps, just perhaps, these cryptocurrencies, particularly Bitcoin, is a product of governments, particularly our government, to which they can. And you have a lot of these other countries that do have sanctions, like Russia, North Korea, and so they certainly can evade those sanctions.
Well, let me ask you, would it be, in your opinion, then, if the governments did create this, because I've heard that, you know, conspiracy theorists thought, you know, it's a CIA thing, and they use it to launder money. What is your opinion on that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm in total agreement. I mean, here you have our government that can track these transactions, and supposedly no one could, but ours can. So, I think that would be a little, you know, fishy. And I really believe that from day one, that this was a creation of a government, particularly ours. And absolutely, these governments launder money. I mean, you can even look at one of the big first increases with Bitcoin. I can't remember how long ago it was. It was China was supposedly to put a little bit of pressure on North Korea with their coal when, you know, Trump was trying to negotiate North Korea from, you know, doing their missile and their nuclear. And Bitcoin went up shortly thereafter. And I'm thinking, you know, you don't have the proof of any of this, but you have a little consistency. I don't believe in coincidences, but you have the consistency of suddenly then you have this market that reacts very hugely. So, big money is coming into these programs. Who has that kind of money?
Right.
The only ones I know is government. So that kind of answers that question. But absolutely. So they're concerned. They're concerned how it could hurt our financial system, which, you know, just – You know, they print untold, you know, trillions of dollars and put us in debt, but they're concerned about the cryptocurrencies hurting our system.
Well, that's another question then, you know, because, you know, we've heard for years the speculation that we'll be going, you know, cashless soon. So how does Bitcoin hurt that platform to, you know, if the government wants to launch that?
You know, I think governments always test the people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think governments also put people in positions to where they don't have choices. And I think this is what we're seeing. Do I believe this is the cashless society that we're going to be ushered into in the next month or so? No, I don't. Do I believe this could be a test? Do I believe this is conditioning? Do I believe there's an agenda? Absolutely. But I think a lot has to happen between now and then. Again, as I said, people are going to have to, and we've talked about this many, many times. I've talked about it many times. People have to be hungry. People will have lost who would have lost a lot of their savings. And then, of course, government will come with their open arms and say, well, we have this plan for you. And you'll never have to worry about money again. We'll supply you with a check. And why do you think all of these countries and discussions of this universal basic income that all of a sudden is in the news? You have all these tech companies promoting it. You have, you know, all these IT guys, you know, Elon Musk, the Zuckerbergs. It's being tested right now for 2 years in Norway. It's been around for a long time. There's even been reports where, you know, back in the, you know, 1800s, it was discussion of a universal basic income here in the States. So I think that's the direction we're being herded to. And yes, then you can see where the cashless society would come about. So,
well, if they can't keep your credit, safe, you know, and your Social Security number safe, I mean, how are you going to have any kind of, you know, cashless society being safe? And people can just, you know, I guess it's just numbers, digital numbers in the cloud somewhere. Somebody could just go take it.
Well, they'd be taking it from governments because the government would be giving your paycheck.
Well, so yeah, we go there. Mm-hmm.
So they would have to be hacked. I heard a very long time ago that the idea of identity theft, of course, the technology and the ability to hack has changed in the past 10 years, and this was probably 15 years ago that I heard this, that the hacking and the identity theft really is not as severe as what they lead you to believe. That it isn't as deep and as common as they lead you to believe.
Well, I had a customer one time tell me, because one service that they protect your ID?
LifeLock.
Yeah.
I lost Wendy.
Stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, Use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I'm joined here today with Melanie Cedarstrom. She owns Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and she also is the host of Financial Survival that does play on WWCR as well as American Voice Radio. And Melanie, why don't you tell the folks how they can get in touch with you real quick?
Well, they can always call our toll-free number, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and you can sign up. We also have a weekly newsletter, but we share with Wendy, so
I
guess I don't have to give that information out. But make sure you go to the website. You can listen to the program, our radio program. It comes on at 4 o'clock Eastern, and you can listen live at that time, or you can listen to the archives.
Well, moving along from the cryptocurrency topic, you mentioned the heartbeat bill.
You know, I did, and I couldn't find the information that I had this morning, but Congress is supposed to review the heartbeat bill this Friday. And the heartbeat bill the doctors have to detect, they have to test for a heartbeat prior to an abortion, and if there's a heartbeat, they cannot do the abortion.
Oh, Ohio. They've been trying to get that passed in Ohio.
Uh-huh. You know? Yep. But this is supposed to go to Congress, I believe, this Friday. So it would make it a federal criminal. Bill amends the federal criminal code to make it a crime for a physician who knowingly performs an abortion without determining whether the fetus has a detectable heartbeat. And also without informing the mother of the results. So I believe, unless I was given the wrong information this morning, but I don't think I was, that is supposed to be in Congress. And I guess maybe they might try to tie this to the budget bill along with the immigration if it gets to that point on Friday, if the government doesn't shut down. If no one can come to a an agreement.
So, well, I mean, what's your feeling about that? Some people say, I don't think it'd matter if they were shut down. But I know there's, I mean, I guess you couldn't get your food stamps and some other services then.
They're not going to shut that down. They'll shut down, you know, all the, you know, the you know, things that really don't matter, you know, the parks, recreation, that type of thing.
Not this time of year.
What I think they should do, if they're going to shut down government, send the politicians home. You know, let the people work, but send the politicians home. That's who needs to stop working. And if they shut it down, quit paying them, quit paying their bonuses, quit paying their health care.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know Trump sends out all these surveys wanting to know what, you know, the American people think and what that, you know, he should be working on. And one of the things that was suggested was, you know, of course, term limits for Congress. And also, once they leave Congress, they don't get any more salary.
They shouldn't.
I know. So a lot of these people, you know, they could just serve one term and then they get a six-figure salary for life.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, no wonder everybody's taxed 50% here and there for everything.
Yeah.
You just can't do that. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. I am impressed with the fact that Trump is trying to stay in touch with his base. You know, what do you want me to work on? What do you think is most important? And he'll give you a checklist, you know. I don't know. Have you gotten any of those surveys?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen one of those surveys.
All right. He
doesn't like me. No, I'm just saying that. No, I think it's a great idea. I mean, everybody pretty much knows what his base wants, and we'll see what happens. But with as far as the government shutdown, I mean, it could, depending on how long they drag it out, I mean, it could have an impact on our credit rating. But we're bankrupt anyway. You know, we've already had our rating lowered by an agency the last time the government was shut down, which I think was it 2013, I think? One of those years that we were shut down and for a few days or a week or whatever length of time it was. And gold went crazy. Gold went absolutely crazy. So because it does affect our credit and it does affect people buying our debt and supporting our habit, our bad habits.
Well, and I think, you know, one of the things I like about gold and silver, and I've done business with you, and I find you very ethical. One of the things I like, it's tangible. And I often think, with all these paper assets, you know, once, you know, the you-know-what hits the fan, who are you going to call? You know, who's going to pick up the phone and say, hey, I want my money? Because, you know, it's all tied to Wall Street and investment. And so I like that aspect of tangible gold and silver, you know. And I've got kids that like that too. So, they're starting to think, you know, you can diversify, have a little 401k going on, but have something else, you know.
And even your 401k, you can have precious metals IRA,
right.
And you can have that metal stored. So it's, you know, you're converting that paper to the real thing. And I think we really live in a dangerous time and things happen very quickly. I mean, I think anyone can agree that the speed in which things are just unfolding, and particularly with this president, it just seems like it's going crazy. And I have always believed that we're going to wake up one day to a brand new world, and it's going to be too late for people to position themselves. Oh, maybe the first, 10%, 20%, 30% of the people who really know what's going on and know how to react quick, they might be able to do something. But for the rest of the people, it's going to happen so quickly, and they have so much to lose. And so that's why you don't wait to prepare. You need to get out there and prepare and preserve your purchasing power, preserve your savings with gold and silver. And you cannot start too soon. And if you haven't started yet, you're running out of time, I really do believe.
I believe you're right, too. So I take it you have some gold, silver specials to enlighten us with.
I do. I have a little special here. There's two of them. I have a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle. This is a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle along with 20 silver buffalo rounds. These are 1 ounce rounds, 20 of them, and include shipping. That's $520. Now, if you would like to upgrade those silver rounds to silver eagles and still have the 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle, the special would be $555. Both prices include shipping. So that's out the door price. You can buy one or 100 of these packages. So they're readily available, and it's a nice little bullion package for people to get started, or if you already have a significant accumulation of gold and silver, it's a great way to add, because these specials are, or these prices are very special.
Well, one
very
of the things. One of the things I hear from people when they want to get a backup currency like this, they go, well, you know, if gold goes way up, you know, how am I going to be able to, make change, you know, with if I want to get something and I need some change back, you know, because gold will be more expensive. So if you had to do a comparison, you know, how much gold, how much silver, if you're going to diversify what you have as a backup currency, would you have more silver than you would gold?
You know, it really depends on the individual. It's the suitability of each person and what they have. I believe 80% gold, 20% silver. The key to preserving is your gold. And I have a lot of people that are 100% in gold. I have people that are 100% in silver. I have people that are 50-50. My personal view at this point in time is 80% gold, 20% silver. As the price of silver increases, then I increase that percentage also. But it really is what's suitable for each person, what they have to spend and what they have to preserve. And
okay.
It's...
Well, what was the market close today for silver and gold?
Gold was touching at $1,340.
Wow.
And yeah, we had a great turnaround because there was a lot of pressure on it in the day, and silver was trading at $17.28.
Well, silver kind of bounces around, but stays near that marker, I see, for a while, doesn't it? I mean, it's not really leaped ahead like gold has.
Well, you know, you have more volatility with silver, and that's the thing. Anytime you have something that can, even your $20 gold pieces, your pre-1933s, they have the ability to really gain in price over gold bullion, but you're going to have volatility too. The key thing is to be diversified,
right?
And the diversification is based on each individual, and that's what we try to do here at Discount Gold and Silver. We try to help you to find out what is the best match for your dollars that you're looking to spend. And it's just not my idea. I always ask what my customers, what their investment objective is. If all they want is something to spend in case of an emergency, then yeah, probably silver. But if you have assets and you have retirement accounts, pension plans, 401s, and you want to get that protected, then you need to think about the best way to split that division between gold and silver. And I do believe gold is the best way to preserve that, along with silver, to take advantages of the gains. And over a long period of time, silver really has only outperformed gold by 5-8%. So at times it can be more than that, but most people will never capture the big gains, because they always think it's going higher. It's just human nature. So,
well, Melanie, we're almost out of time, so I want you to give your contact information so people can give you a call.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit the website, dgscoins.com.
Yeah, that's Discount Gold and Silver. That's what DGS stands for. And always a pleasure, Melanie, talking with you. We'll have to do this again.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Wendy.
Well, we'll talk soon. That's Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Coins. That's dgscoins.com. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And, of course, she is involved with the American Survival Newsletter, which we send out each week as well. So sign up. It's free. You'll get a lot of market analysis and great tips from her there. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, but seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.